This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Quick, what's black and white, weighs 10,000 pounds, and is now publicly traded? If you guessed Shamu, go straight to the head of the class. SeaWorld Entertainment is, as of today, listed on the New York Stock Exchange. SeaWorld and other theme parks, in fact, have been performing well this year, despite concerns about consumer spending. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
So apparently for a lot of you out there, this is fun. That's some poor child upside down on a giant swing at an amusement park. And much like the children whose earnest screams fuel it, the $13 billion a year theme park industry is proving resilient. Revenues grew 3% last year, and attendance at big California parks rose by double digits.
Even when the economy isn't doing well, theme parks tend to be a popular substitute for people who may have considered more expensive vacation destinations.
Robert Niles is editor of ThemeParkInsider.com. He says many of the big amusement parks have made major investments in new characters and attractions. Universal opened the Wizarding World of Harry Potter in 2010, for example.
SeaWorld's about to debut a new $100 million-plus attraction in Orlando based on Antarctica with penguins, which people love penguins. They're cute.
And those investments are paying off. SeaWorld, which has 11 theme parks, has swung from a loss to a surging profit in just 2 years. Sawyer Stroud is a character performer at Disney and Universal in Florida.
During the spring break, Easter peak season, it's the busiest I've ever seen the parks in the 7 years that I've been here.
Nima Samadi with Ibis World says the rising share prices of theme parks are also a sign that investors are expecting the economy and discretionary consumer spending to improve.
The kind of story with this is, as the economy recovers, so will amusement and theme parks continue to grow.
In other words, the economic roller coaster ride may be coming to an end. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.